Lourdes Health System, one of the region's leading healthcare providers, proudly presents Lourdes Health Talk. Here's Melanie Cole.
We often hear the phrase, eat heart healthy, do these heart healthy tips, but we're never quite sure really what that means. My guest today is Patrice Schneider. She's a nurse practitioner in cardiology and heart failure with Lourdes Health System. Patrice, let's start with eating. What does it even mean to eat heart healthy?
That's a very common question that I get in the Heart Failure Center here at Lourdes. And I'd like to just keep it simple. I do tell the patients just to keep it very basic and get back to basics, truly. So eating at home, that's probably the first thing. I know we tend to always grab something quick when we're always on the run and we want something fast. But, you know, I do encourage that our patients or the patients in general get back to basics and eating at home and making, you know, their own meals. Keeping things as fresh as possible, which I know is not always a great option for some patients who have less funds economically. So fresh frozen vegetables, eating lean meats, not overcoating them with breading or frying them, lessening the amount of sodium or salt that they're using in their diet. So backing off on the seasonings and using maybe just regular fresh herbs or, the bottled herbs are fine. And, lowering the carbs and just eating smarter, just in general, smarter. You know, sometimes just taking the time to get back to, making our own meals, sitting down as a family or, with a friend and just, enjoying the meal instead of eating everything on the go.
It's true, and that's really great advice. So, Patrice, we hear a lot about cholesterol and how it can contribute in a significant way to heart disease. And, then we're hearing more and more in the media about eggs. So what's going on with cholesterol and eggs, and how can we lower cholesterol with our diet before we go on medication?
So first thing is, like I said, getting back to the basics, getting back to the house and actually, creating your own meals. Cholesterol, is something that we all know can lead to coronary artery disease, or the stiffening of the arteries in general, causing further heart damage or hypertension or high blood pressure. So therefore, limiting the fried foods, limiting the eating out, like I had mentioned, when the extra oils, the peanut oils and the coconut oils, which are now somewhat of a fad, but making sure that cholesterol level, which was measured in our blood when we're doing our fasting blood work, is less than 200 is very, very important because of the effects, the negative effects it has on us going forward. So the oils, the fats, exercise, just walking. I mean, I don't, tell my patients to join a gym. I just say, hey, let's just get back to a normal routine of maybe walking to the store that is down the block versus, having to drive or maybe getting on a bike, riding a bike, a stationary bike, maybe going on, just walking the treadmill that you have at home or just doing normal activities at home, but using the steps a little bit more often, build up good muscle mass, and that will actually help increase the healthy cholesterol and lower the overall bad cholesterol. As far as eggs are concerned, eggs are good, very good. It's just more so the yolk that is more the cholesterol-laden factor. So egg whites are very healthy. They're lean in protein, so I would encourage maybe if you want to have eggs every day, maybe egg yolk maybe once a week, and then you can have regular egg whites throughout the week. Just don't, load it up with a lot of heavy cheeses. That's where you're getting your heavy fats and your cholesterol as well. So, again, being smart, if you're eating something, every day that, could potentially, be causing to or detrimental to your health, then asking your healthcare provider, is this something I can continue? How safe is it going forward?
Wow, that's great advice. So, Patrice, what about knowing our numbers? We get our annual physicals, or women, we see our OB-GYNs. What about knowing what our blood sugar levels are, our blood pressure, our BMI, how important it is to know these things, and how do we know what's normal and what's not?
Well, that's a great question as well. And regular follow-ups with your family practitioners, you know, is the time to be asking those questions. Why am I getting this blood work done? And what does the blood work mean? What are the results? What do I do from here? So we know that increasing blood sugar levels, you know, when they're starting to trend into the hundreds and above, you know, put us at high risk for diabetes. And therefore, we all know what happens with diabetes or the sugar. Elevated blood sugars can then cause, you know, coronary artery disease and other negative effects on the rest of our body and arteries and vessels. And it just puts so much strain on all the organs. So therefore, you know, lowering the carbohydrates in the diet, and there we go back to diet again, lowering the carbohydrates in the diet and the refined sugars and the sweets and the candies, and knowing also your family history, all that really plays a significant role in blood sugar and whether or not you're opportunistic for catching the sugar or actually being at risk for diabetes. As far as the cholesterol, like we mentioned earlier, just knowing what your family history is, knowing, you know, what you're eating, and asking your provider, hey, going forward, what do we do? Like, what do I do? What can I, you know, what should I cut out? This is what I'm normally eating. How should I exercise? You know, what numbers am I looking for when I'm exercising as far as my heart rate? Am I going too high? Should I, you know, push it a little bit more? And I always tell my patients, listen to your body when you're short of breath, you know, relax or, you know, lower your intensity and then go back to it. Or just going for a stroll and increasing that intensity or that that distance every week. As far as, you know, BMI, that all goes hand in hand with the blood sugar and with physical activity. So a BMI, we know less than 24, or I should say around 24 or less, is a good weight. Anything greater than that, then you're getting into the obesity or the morbid obesity. And we know that the more weight we put on, the higher risk we are for developing blood sugar issues, as well as cholesterol, high blood pressure, and coronary artery disease. Things just get compounded as we add on the weight. And therefore, that's why we do focus in on the BMI and lowering that, because we know that that number overall, you know, as it increases, can actually increase our risk factors for developing further diseases, which therefore, you know, will, you know, just cause added strain on all of our organs, as well as can lead us, you know, to a very unhealthy, shorter life.
One of the things that we hear about when we're thinking about heart healthy tips is stress and its relation to heart disease. And we're all under so much stress, and certainly women especially, and multitasking. Where do you put stress on that list of heart healthy tips? And give us some suggestions before we close out the segment today on your best advice for stress.
So stress is everywhere and in everything. So what I usually tell my patients, as well as my family when they ask this question, is, listen, you know, sometimes you just got to roll with the punches and you just got to say, hey, what can I change in this situation? Because, you know, the situation sometimes is controlled by the person whom is holding that. So if that is in your hands, you can say, hey, you know what, is this something I need to do now? So prioritizing is, I think, an important factor in this. And if I can change that and it needs to be changed at this moment in time, or I can do something about that, then okay, that's what I need to do. Then if not, then you just got to say, okay, I got to take care of X, Y, and Z first, and then we'll go back to that. So I think, you know, not only is priority is a good way of approaching it, but also by saying, listen, let me just, you know, put it on my list of things to do, and looking on that list of things to do, you know, how, again, is it important going forward? You know, and then management, time management is very, very important. We're all busy. I try not to waste anybody's time here. You know, when they come to see me in the clinic, I ask them, what do you want to get out of this? Let me make sure I make that goal, and then we'll move on to the second. Because therefore, if we, you know, can, you know, move on and, you know, achieve our goals with that, then we just move on to the next one. And just locking it down, you know, one by one, and taking it, you know, at each as they come. Also, I do, you know, expect my patients to engage in the situation, you know, which therefore I believe helps with the whole priority. It, you know, it allows them to have some insight into this and say, hey, how can I move forward and be better? And, you know, take the time in order to meet everybody's needs, because we know that, like you said, the world is stressful. How can we move forward and make everybody happy? But looking back at yourself, how can you be happy if there's unnecessary things that you're taking on or tasks that you're taking on? And, you know, they are causing harm, then obviously you got to say enough is enough. But hence, if that's not the case and you really have a basket full of tasks and stress, then maybe looking at meditation, yoga is a great form of, you know, not only strength and conditioning, but for meditation aspects. Sometimes just taking a time out throughout the day, you know, taking time away from your desk, you know, 15 minutes and just say, you know what, I'm just going to go for a walk. So a simple walk to clear your head, take some deep breaths, that all works. Managing your blood pressure, eating well, drinking well, you know, making sure you're well hydrated, all of that contributes to, you know, how is the body, you know, receiving that stress and what is it doing to it as far as breaking it down? Is it causing high blood pressure and such? And that's when you got to say, you know what, enough is enough. I got to take my time and just take a good deep breath and walk away from the situation. Sometimes you come back with some clarity thereafter.
What great information, Patrice. Thank you so much for being with us today and sharing your expertise as somebody who works in cardiology and heart failure clinic to give us these bits of great advice, whether it's talking about nutrition or exercise, meditation, yoga, these things that can help reduce some of the stress in our lives, because as you say, we do all have it. Thank you again for joining us. This is Lourdes Health Talk. For more information, please visit lourdescardiology.net. That's lourdescardiology.net. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for tuning in.